Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley N. Team. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 28th of July. Oops, June. Now listen, I'm going to tell you once again, Mercury. I'm recording this, Mercury's not up to speed yet, and so I soon won't have that as an excuse. All right, but I can use it again today. All right, so going from there to the 4th of July, which is Sunday, Independence Day in the United States. And there's a lot to be aware of as we get to Thursday, actually, and the moon's fourth quarter. Very important, pending stuff. And if you are a person who watches any of the news or just catches, like I do, with the occasional news item, because, you know, your phone or whatever, your computer gives it to you. This is, a lot of stuff is being stirred. This has been a lot of stirring going on. Some actions have been taken. This is United States politics we're talking about. In the public domain, quite a lot of things are being stirred. So, it won't be much of a surprise when we get to Thursday, perhaps, but you need to know about this impending energy, especially because it's a holiday weekend in the United States, and sometimes there are going to be not such great energies around you, so you're going to have to be aware of where you are when you are wherever you are. And even traveling and things like that. But it's not all bad, no. No, it's not. And in fact, Monday, the 28th of June, we have a void, of course, Aquarius moon, which is, you know, just a lot of freedom, but also a lack of general reliability or responsibility, perhaps. This is the last day of the slow Mercury. The 29th is when we're back up to speed. And July 2nd is when we get out of shadow degrees. So we are, 7th July, we are having, kind of a drifting day of a void of course moon in Aquarius until 1:51 p.m. Eastern time when the moon enters Pisces and moves to join Jupiter, retrograde Jupiter in Pisces at 5:33 p.m. Well, this is, again, another time when you may be putting on those rose-colored glasses to look at your life, or perhaps overindulging either in something that you think is positive or overindulging in some, you know, ideas of victimhood. And it may not be you. You may be observing all of this. I had a talk with Jim Case on Friday evening, and I'm posting the link for the YouTube of that talk. And at some point, I do mention that Jupiter is the principle of expansion, and sometimes we are happy with the gifts and expansion of Jupiter, and sometimes it's expanding something we wish it wouldn't expand. But it depends, and also it depends on your state of being, whether or not you're in that downward swimming fish and feeling bad, or swimming upward to do some creative, inspired anything, dance, music, creative, spiritual work, you know, very, very positive for all of that. 5:33 p.m. onward to 3:54 a.m. on Tuesday morning Eastern, we get the moon in Pisces trine the sun in Cancer. And guess what? That's the harmony of the lights. The perfect flow of energy between our instinctive feelings and our instantaneous response to the environment and our conscious personality desires for self-expression. So this is a good thing. It's harmony within and it's also harmony without. And you have a emphasis here on the signs of water element, which are feelings, so the feelings are flowing beautifully, and you have the sun in Cancer in the sign that's normally ruled by the moon. So there's just a lot of potential for goodwill and creative things that will be pleasing in every realm, including the kitchen, because Cancer is about food. So enjoy that, because it's worth enjoying every moment we can, right? With great flows of energy, that's a good idea. So Moon in Pisces on Tuesday will go sextile Uranus and Taurus until 2:47 p.m. And that is, Uranus is our last outer planet that is still direct. So this is going to give us a lot of intuitive between Pisces and Uranus. And it could be applied to the mundane aspects of your life because of Taurus and Uranus. This is where you can focus it. And then there's a little bit of a glyph in the screen here. And Moon in Pisces squares Mercury in Gemini until 11 p.m. And this is the conflict between, unfortunately it happens on the day Mercury gets up to speed too, between someone who's lost in the land of feeling and someone who's just very curious and talkative and wants to kind of engage someone's attention, and that's not, you know, going to happen with the Moon in Pisces. So this is sort of a discordant note that enters, and the Moon in Pisces will join Neptune after 11 p.m. Eastern and until 8:25 a.m. on Wednesday. So the moon is going off into, you know, greater realms of disconnect after that annoying time with Mercury. You know, that is going to be, you know, for us, if we're using it positively, once again, this is highly spiritual, psychic messages, creative, great for the flowing exercises like yoga, tai chi, qigong, and, you know, again, dance and music, very, very positive. But, and this is a retrograde Neptune now, so we're looking at, you know, internalizing a lot of the fears and, again, images of being victimized and then acting in ways that are, you know, basically harmful to the self. And if we're doing deception and fantasy, you know, maybe also harmful to others. So we have to be aware, try to be aware and use it in a positive way, but be aware that other people aren't. So, you know, they always say the person who's the most sane is the one responsible for what goes on. Wednesday, the 30th, Moon in Pisces anchors in, you know, this little voyage of the sea, comes to, you know, some sort of port here as it goes sextile retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, and that's exact at 1:40 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. So now we're taking some of that information that comes in from those mystical realms and putting it into our review of current, not just structures in our lives, but that whole Capricorn thing, you know, that we got into, the paradigm shift of the consensus mind, you know. What has been revealed to you or to things that you're seeing on the outer about what needs to be transformed in these realms? So now we have a long, drifting Pisces moon, which is, you know, a good time for daydreaming, yeah? Water sports, having a nice boat ride, visiting a nature feature with water, anything like that. Moon enters Aries, changing the energy, and that happens at 9:21 p.m. Wednesday. And here's where the ball gets rolling. This is where I have the little red flags up so you can be aware. And again, as always, the general forecast will not manifest exactly for everyone in the same way. So you may be completely unaware of what's going on here. But this is the time when any of that stirring of the pot could result in some unfortunate behaviors. You know, like we had this past January. And people are starting actually now to be arrested and indicted and, you know, and that doesn't seem to be having any kind of, productive effect. It seems to be creating more of the thing that is going to get people into trouble. But, you know, what can you can't do anything about it except if it's you. So be careful and be aware. The moon in Aries starts out really nicely Wednesday by going into a trine to Venus in Leo. In fact, it's so nice that it's a shame that a lot of it's taking place overnight. It ends at 7:22 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. So you folks out in the Western time zone, this starts at about 6:30 in the evening Wednesday for you. So you get the evening, the whole evening out there, with what is a very adventurous, romantic, playful time. It's really a time for fun. So, you know, if you're still, you know, in the mode of going out and, you know, having a nice dinner or doing something different, it can also be a sports energy with Aries and Leo, participating or viewing. That is the night. That is the great evening for all of that. And also for, you know, going dancing and going to entertainments and things like that. You know, by 9:30 in the Eastern time zone, it's, you know, unless you're one of the young ones, you're not going anywhere. Except the television or something like that. But still, lovely energy. And yet, what is about to happen and what we can feel and sense on some level coming in, even on Wednesday, is the early morning, 9:08 a.m., opposition of Mars in Leo to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius. The fact that it's retrograde is showing us this issue about change, the whole thing about, you know, how are we restructuring for the future and are we allowing things to change? All this whole thing about the beliefs about what's going on and, you know, being controlled by governments and this and that. This isn't going away. And now you've got Mars and Leo opposing this Saturn energy. And there's always bruising either on an mental or emotional level or a physical level when Mars and Saturn are in a negative aspect, which with Mars and Saturn can even be a conjunction. This is the opposition. So you've got here the Mars that feels very much in the desire of being the leader and, you know, wanting to command the loyalty of an army, you know, or very passionate about their own self-expression. People are going to be in maybe that mode and come up against obstacles to their ideas and ideals. And it is going to get ugly there in that opposition. They're fixed signs, so they do not surrender to one another. They don't come to the middle of this opposition. And then we have that while the moon in Aries is going into square, sun in Cancer. And until 5:11 p.m. So we've got a lot of force that can be brought in against, the sensitivities of a sun in Cancer, or the people, a group of people of a country. This is, again, volatile time. Thursday may be also a day when people are considering traveling somewhere for the holiday weekend. You know, maybe you're taking a 3-day weekend. So this is kind of going to be intense energy. I wouldn't leave under that. I'd wait till after 5. Well, this is Eastern time. Wait till after 5:30 in the afternoon before you get on the road. You know, avoid the hotheads. And because after this, Moon in Aries gives us a little bit of a break, although it is repeating energies here by sextile retrograde Saturn in Aquarius, 9:16 p.m., and then trine Mars in Aries, 9:58 p.m. So this is just giving us, you know, somebody who's in a situation where they are, you know, very intensely active, and they are moving to do some repair, perhaps. The actual trine to Mars, which is not very long after the sextile to Saturn, is also an extremely active, energetic time. If you're out on the West Coast, again, this is very good for sports and engaging in entertainments and adventures. We go from here, Moon in Aries goes toward the sextile to Mercury in Gemini, which is helpful. So this is the time period where you are in good shape. And that sextile to Mercury in Gemini is till 12:12 p.m. on Friday the 2nd. So again, time to travel for the holiday after 5:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday and until about noon to embark on Friday the 2nd. And what you have after this, again, more building discordant energy with Moon in Aries going square Pluto retrograde in Capricorn for Friday after the sextile to Mercury, and all the way to 12:15 a.m. on Saturday the 3rd. So here is where you are making a huge mistake if you break the laws of the land, including running red lights. This is where repercussions may come, or you may be, because of the retrograde aspect of Pluto, finding out about some things that are coming in to deal with, because there was actions that were not well thought out in the time before, and now certain things are coming back to look at. So that you don't get into conversations if you're going to start your holiday weekend. Be very aware of not engaging in arguments or starting out even a conversation if you know that there are different points of view that are very perhaps incendiary, while someone else is, you know, wanting to maintain a position of power. I would imagine that during that period we'll start hearing the fireworks already here in South Carolina, which loves fireworks. 8:28 a.m. Saturday the 3rd is the moon entering Taurus. This is not going to be helpful, except for very brief moments. And here's your brief moments: moon in Taurus, sextile Jupiter in Pisces until 12:19 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. So we get to do something good with food, for instance. And, music, and we feel pretty good about life then and there, but what's coming in at 9:40 p.m. Eastern Time on the 3rd is Moon in Leo square Uranus in Taurus. And while that's happening, the Moon in Taurus is squaring Venus in Leo. So this is your other possibly volatile moment over the holiday weekend. And so be aware of it. Steer clear of it. And this may be about, definitely about values and money issues. So we're, you know, again, we can be looking at this in the outer world. We may be seeing people who just can't stop themselves from doing something. And it won't go well. No, won't go well. 1:44 a.m. is when that moon in Taurus square Venus in Leo is over. The only good thing about that, after the Mars energy, is that the moon is in the sign that Venus rules. So even though there's very different ways of thinking about spending, you know, moon in Taurus is going to be more conservative. Venus in Leo is going to say, let's use this night to go to the big expensive restaurant. You know, at least Taurus moon understands the Venus love of the senses and stuff like that. So, but it is, again, it is not cooperative totally. And when we begin Independence Day, we have moon in Taurus making the square to Saturn in Aquarius at 9:06 a.m. It's kind of a downer. Maybe it's weather stopping something. But it's also some kind of obstacles, definitely. And there may be issues about money, fears about the future. We have a little bit of a break here, a nice energy between moon and Taurus and the sun and Cancer until 10:26 a.m. on Sunday. And so we can start, you know, feeling good about our setting of the tables or starting of the barbecues. But sorry to say, we're going to have an unfortunate redo of the Mars-Uranus square with the moon and Taurus coming in to join Uranus and Taurus not long after noon, 12:41 p.m., and then the moon squares Mars, 1:28 p.m. So this is your volatile time, basically from 10:30 in the morning on Sunday on the Eastern time till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, it's actually 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday the 4th. So if you have plans, just be aware. And in this, even moon in Taurus square Mars in Leo can also be some sort of difficulty coming into contact with objects that are hot with the Taurus realm, or the food realm. So conscious, be conscious. And during the Moon-Uranus conjunction, something can go wrong, a sudden accident or something. Also, maybe in the cooking realm. But, you know, there are people doing fireworks, right? And it can even be stuff like that. Stuff can go wrong. And people can get hurt. So this is one of those years where you need to be careful. Now, when it gets to the night of the 4th, Independence Day, once we get past about 2 o'clock in the afternoon that Sunday, the moon in Taurus is going sextile Neptune. So we're starting to, you know, wind down in a nice way, mellow. That's very mellow energy. So that's what we get to have, and we'll be glad to have it, definitely. And that ride will be a tricky ride, and hopefully you're just observing it in the news, and it's something that you can deal with. So that's it for the week ahead, and what we have coming July 5th through the 11th, we have some of the Venus and Leo energy with Saturn and Uranus. That won't be as difficult, but that's the discord note. And then we have our new moon in Cancer coming in at 9:17 p.m. on Friday the 9th. So that is telling us that this week of July 5th is a release cycle, right? And then we will have a shift on Sunday the 11th for Mercury as it enters Cancer. Okay, so that's what we'll be talking about, and you know, you've got your heads up now, so I wish you the best with that, and I'll say goodbye for now.